Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
Since 1958, the Olpe Chicken House has been serving their signature fried chicken, steaks, and seafood. It's a nice place to relax with family and friends while enjoying great food during the holidays. They have gift certificates for your convenience, and if you need their catering service, they can help make your event a success. Just call 620-475-3386. Regularly open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8, but closed New Year's Day. Happy New Year from the staff at the Olpe Chicken House.
Ta-da-da-da, old Lang Syne there, huh? 726, 37 degrees, KVOE. We are live, and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this final day of the year 2021. December 31st is here, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Everett Weems of the First Church of the Nazarene. Everett, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck. How are you guys today?
We are doing all right. How about yourself as we get through really the end of the year?
Yeah, and it has been a good year despite every challenge that we've had.
Well, and Everett, you're coming off what we found out was a very successful nativity event you had at the First Church of the Nazarene. So what kind of feedback you've been receiving?
Well, Ron, we've been receiving really positive feedback from the community. In fact, we've received notes or Christmas cards from individuals, just sharing the excitement that they had coming through the nativity. And in fact, we had several people come back through multiple times, either on Friday night or Saturday night, to see the event in itself and what was going on. So, but yeah, it met our our goals, I guess, for the lack of a better word, of what we hope to have for attendance. And again, the community was once again so generous in their donations to the Salvation Army. We collected about 768 pounds of food, I believe is what they weighed it out at. And the monetary donations that came in was $1,972 and some change. I think it was 58 cents, but I can't remember the exact amount. But that money was going to the Salvation Army as well to help with Christmas needs or going into the new year with any needs that the Salvation Army takes care of for people.
And this was an expanded effort here for the live nativity this year versus past years, correct? You added a few more components here.
Yeah, it was considerably larger from the one we did 2 years ago. We had that break with COVID. I think we had like four structures 2 years ago, and we increased that to 15 structures this year. And that did prove to be a challenge to us. That we're probably as big as we go. We might add one more for next year, but with other competing activities, staffing and that type of thing. Friday night was pretty good. We were really lean on Friday night, but the Lord provided, and we had a lot of community involvement. We had members of the community that came out on Saturday night and helped fill some of the spots. In our bakery, we had Chad that does a lot of the bakery baking for Radius. He came out and he manned the bakery shed and. Or the bakery shop, and we just had a lot of community support. Grace United Methodist again loaned us their costumes to assist us there, and other churches and stuff just pitched in here and there. So it was really a blessing to see the community to get behind the event as well.
Yeah, Everett Weems of the First Church of the Nazarene. So did you get a specific car count?
Our car count. The official count is 489, but we think we missed 11 or 12 cars, so we think we were on the 500 side. And individually wise, we calculated through the cards that people left, approximately 1,600 people, and we had six dogs come through that were counted.
Nice. Sounds good. And this is all, too, we're able to get things essentially not only put up in a rapid fashion, but really put back together in a rapid fashion after that nasty windstorm that we had.
Yeah, that was kind of a, you know, kind of a downer, but the pickup to that was is that you know, the men and women of our church stepped up, but we also had community members that stepped up. One of the local officers, Officer St. John and his daughter, they were driving by, I think it was on that Tuesday before, they had seen, or when, I guess it was Wednesday the storm was, I don't remember the date now, but, you know, they'd seen it down, and little Olivia told her dad that, you know, they needed to help, which meant, you know, of course, the dad was going to help, and Officer St. John did show, you know, did come and help, and spent several hours with us on his day off, helping to put it up. So again, here's that community involvement that Emporia is so well known for.
Greatly said. Everett Weems again joining us with the First Church of the Nazarene, talking about not only the live nativity, which was a rousing success right before Christmas, but now let's shift over here to the Trivia Day fundraiser. Let's talk about that.
Well, I got one more thing in between there.
Okay.
Tonight, our anchor youth with our new youth pastor, Dylan and Taylor Kitchell, they're combining with Common Ground, which is four other youth groups at our Potter Beef facility, having a New Year's Eve party from 8 p.m. to 12:30 for 6th through 12th grade. There'll be board and video games, dodgeball, food and fun, and it'll be just a safe environment. So if any young people 6th grade through 12th grade want to come to the Potter Beef Activity Center tonight at 2931 West 24th. They can have a safe evening tonight, and you know, protocols are in place, so it'll be a good time tonight. So I just wanted to put a plug in for that. That was a last-minute thing there that I had forgot about. But going to the trivia night, yeah, initially we were going to do it in early February, but some other things came in the way. But if people would save the date for February the 27th, and it's going to, that's a Sunday afternoon, and it'll be right after the morning church services at Potter Beath at the 2931 West 24th. And technology says I got to open my phone back up again. it'll start at 12:15, and we're providing a meal with that. So, you know, for, you know, other folks that are in church or in the community and stuff, if you want to come out, you know, we'll have a meal for you at 12:15-ish, and it's 8 people per team, and you can sign up as a team or an individual. So if you're an individual, we'd work to get you on a team, and it's $15 per person to participate. And, of course, everyone is welcome to participate, kids, teens, adults. And we do have spectator tickets available. I don't know just what that, you know, cost will be, but, you know, that'd be something people wanted to be spectators. They could, you know, purchase a ticket for that. And then we'll also have free giveaways throughout the day between the rounds as we do that. We should wrap up by 3:30, maybe 4 o'clock. And so if, I don't remember if football's still going by then. If not, you know, people would still be able to get home that evening at a reasonable time. Now, the proceeds to that go to our kids and youth ministry for scholarships for summer camp and other special opportunities. So, we're, you know, and we can safely accommodate 30 teams. So, so that'd be 30 tables set up to participate. So, plenty of room. We just ask the community to be involved with us in that, and hopefully we can get a good turnout.
Everett, in case people want more information, how do they get that here about the church?
Okay, you can call the church office at 620-342-2858, or you can stop by at 2931 West 24th Street. We're sandwiched between Walmart and Aldi's there. And the church office is open Monday through Thursday from 8:30 to 1:30. And, you know, they can stop in and get information that way as well.
Well, Everett, thanks to you and your team and community members for putting on such a great nativity event. here this holiday season, and good luck with future ventures.
Yeah, and Ron, hey, for you and Chuck, I really appreciate you guys talking up the nativity and stuff. You know, we did hear positive comments that people heard it on the radio, and we really do appreciate what the KBO team does when it comes to supporting community activities and getting the word out.
Everett, thanks for saying that. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year
to you guys, and stay safe.
All right, you too. Everett Weems of the First Church of the Nazarene on our primetime newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you want to look at next week's live and local calendar schedule, we only have one news.